And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag, on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag.
Now, what say Ziklag?
And burn it with fire. And had taken the women captives that were daring. And they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. Verse 3. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives, and their sons,
and their
daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted their voice and wept. They wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives.
Now David,
Ahinom the Jezreelite, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people speak of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Abimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. Bring me the ephod. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those of you who were in the program before I left for the U.S., I started teaching this passage. The Bible said David and his men went for war by the leading of the Spirit of God. And the Bible says that they had a place called Ziklag. This was a place where they had kept their precious things. They had kept them for safety reasons. They kept their wives and their children. They kept their gold and all the medals they had won in previous battles. They kept the things as Ziklag because they thought and knew that Ziklag was not a place the enemy could invade. But ladies and gentlemen, the unfortunate thing happened. When David and his men went to the war, by the leading of the Spirit, they became victorious. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says the battle is not our battle, but the Lord will fight for us. And when God fights for us, victory becomes our portion. I want to prophesy upon your life tonight and in the coming year that whatever battle you are going through in your life, be still and the Lord will fight for you. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors. I want to prophesy, if you are going through a battle tonight, if you are going through a battle in your life, may the Lord fight your battle for you, and may victory be your portion in the name of Jesus.
Bible says David did a man for call corner. What would you could name go good your more kind? Bible say a corner near your quay radical. Now I fear and I fear a bit of a cool beer doing him on me bomb pious say radi every
Many a times, when we embark on a spiritual journey, and after the journey, we are confronted with challenges, we get discouraged. But the Bible said, David was sent by the Lord. And when he returned, everything he had in his house had been taken away by the enemy. It does not mean God had forsaken David. Because the Bible says, God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And the Bible says, David was so sad. He was distressed. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said David and his men, they lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. In their weeping, they were praying unto God and asking God questions, why the enenemy had invaded Ziklag. Ladies and gentlemen, there are times God is expecting us to arise in prayer and pray until we have no more strength to pray. The Bible says, pray without ceasing, pray without stopping, in season and out of season. We've got to pray. The Bible said, Jesus said, men ought to pray without ceasing. So the Bible said, David and his men had prayed before going for the war. Under normal circumstance, it was time for celebration. But God said, your prayer is not enough. Ladies and gentlemen, some of you may have prayed 2014. You may have fasted for 14 days. You may have fasted for 21 days. But the heavens is saying, you still have some more prayer to do. You still have some more fasting to do. The Bible says, David and his men, they lifted up their voice. They cried unto the Lord. They wept unto the Lord. Then I want to tonight, your sorrow, ladies and gentlemen, your tears is a weapon that speaks in the heavens. The Bible says, when the Israelites were in captivity, ladies and gentlemen, they were going through storms, until one day in the book of Exodus, the Bible said, they lifted up their voice and they cried unto God. Ladies and gentlemen, one day will come, you will lift up your voice, you will cry unto God, and your situation will change. And night is coming, you will arise and lift up your voice, and something will change. The effective prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I want to prophesy, I want to declare that you shall lift up your voice and pray a prayer. It will turn your life around. You will lift up your voice and pray a prayer, and the year will end very well. In the name of Jesus Christ, your prayer, ladies and gentlemen, will attract the blessing of God. Your prayer, ladies and gentlemen, will bring grace unto you. Your prayer, ladies and gentlemen, will attract the favor of the Lord. I want to prophesy, may the Lord incline his ear to your prayer. In the name of Jesus, you will lift up your voice and pray. Let miracle be your portion in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The Bible said.
Bible say.
They lifted up their voice and wept until they could not weep again. They prayed until they had no more strength to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible said,
Bible say,
the people decided to stone David. I spoke about this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many a times, we want to stone the past. Amen.
Amen.
He did not lead us well.
Well,
the security he provided was not enough. People began to assign blames to David for what had happened. And the Bible said, David decided to go to the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something I want all of you to understand tonight, and we will lift up, we will get up and pray. Anytime God is about to move, it requires a period of preparation. Anytime God wants to do a miracle in your life, He wants to sanctify you and set you apart. Anytime God wants to use you as a vessel of honor, there is something in your life He wants to take away. I have not read in scripture that God just took somebody and began using the person. No, He takes you, prepares you, and takes you through certain things. And this is the secret that David knew. David said, I will go to God and inquire of Him, because He has a provision for recovery. He has power to bring back that which I have lost. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to prophesy tonight, anything that the devil took from you in January, anything the devil took from you in February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, this end of the year, you are taking it by force in the name of Jesus. Whatever they stole from you, whatever they took from you, I want to prophesy the power of recovery is in the house. May you recover everything that the enemy took from you. There is one secret I want to share with you tonight. The devil can take your possession, but he can't destroy it. Because the Bible says, they stole everything at Ziklag, but they could not kill any. They could not destroy any. Ladies and gentlemen, if they take away your relationship, they cannot kill you. They cannot destroy you. I want to prophesy tonight, may you be untouchable in the name of Jesus. May the power of the Holy Ghost be upon you, such that nothing can touch you. Nothing can destroy you. Nothing can bring your life to an end. I prophesy that you will not die. You will live to declare the goodness of the Lord. You will enjoy the goodness of the Lord on the land of the living. If you believe, I shout yes. And the Bible said, before David,
beloved, I want you to
inquire of the Lord.
Amen.
Before David inquired of the Lord, he knew the rules of engagement. He understood what it meant to engage God. He understood what it meant to activate the power of the Most High God. Two things did David do. David realized that he is a king. He's a man of authority. A wealthy man. Rich man. Wives, he had many. Girlfriends, he had many. So many, many things you can talk about. But David realized. Hallelujah! What is that? So, you see, have you seen the way you are not saying amen, hallelujah? Some people are helping you. You see, the Bible says when you fail to worship God, He will raise stones to worship God. So some people are saying your amen and taking your blessing for you. I pray tonight that the louder your amen, the faster your miracle. The louder your amen, the faster your miracle. The louder your amen, the faster your recovery. Come on, give the Lord a shout of an amen. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God is true. When you don't say amen, somebody from Zongo will say it. And it will come here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Two things David did. David realized that there is one gift they have in the city.
And they cannot do anything without that gift. The Bible says that the priest is a gift unto the nation. The pastors and the men of God are gifts that God gives to the church. And David realized that in spite of his authority, in spite of his position and wealth, he cannot do anything without the blessing of his pastor.
David will say, I want an amnesty na one year away now.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are certain spiritual rules of engagement in the scripture. And one of them, you cannot do anything without the blessing of your spiritual authority. David knew how to pray. He was a priest himself. But when the time for divine encounter came, he realized, I need to follow the rules of engagement. Ladies and gentlemen, when the time comes for divine encounter, God has given you to somebody to watch over your soul. God has given you a watchman over your soul. And God has entrusted your blessings in the ministry of the men of God. That is what the Bible said, believe in the prophets. If you want to prosper, you need to believe and accept the men of God. Ladies and gentlemen, there are things that Christians are doing today. There are Christians of today who don't even have a spiritual authority. Why? Because they have four pastors in their lives. Today they are jumping from one pastor to another. And they cannot pinpoint that this is my spiritual father. David was a king. He was a man of authority. But he realized, in spite of my authority, I cannot do without my pastor. I cannot do without my priest. I cannot do without Abiathar. Abiathar was the priest of the king. So the Bible said, when David wanted to activate the power of God, he went to the priest and he said, Pastor, I want to embark on a journey. Can you give me your blessings? Can you make some declarations? Can you give me some words? I listened to a song that said, just one word from the Lord will change your life. David said, Pastor, speak a word upon my life, and I know I'll recover. Ladies and gentlemen, if I be your father, I declare by the mouth of the Most High that you will recover whatever the enemy has taken from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release the grace upon you. I release the power upon you. Not according to my words, but by the words of him who has sent me. In the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
David said,
David said,
call Abiathar for me. I am about to embark on a journey. I cannot do without his blessings. Many of you have started things without the blessing of your spiritual father. I am not telling you to come and treat me as your God. But these are rules of engagement. David said, I can pray more than Abiathar. As a matter of fact, I can see that David was even more anointed than Abiathar. Abiathar was just a priest. David was a priest. He was a king. He was a prophet. But yet he realized that God had given him somebody to watch over his soul. Whether the person is young or big or small, God has placed him a watchman over your soul. And David said, I know this journey will not be successful, Not until Abiathar opens his mouth and know the journey will not be successful. Ladies and gentlemen, not until your father opens his mouth, sometimes your journey may not be smoother. Not until he who watches over your soul open his mouth, your journey may be rough. David said, call Abiathar the priest for me. Let him come and declare. Let him come and release the blessing. Let him come and activate the power of the Most High. Let him come and speak on our behalf, because he has been anointed for that. Number two. When Abiathar came, he prayed for David. He prophesied. One day I preached in a certain church in America. Some years ago. In a Baptist church. The man of God said something. Some people came. And they wanted us to pray for them. And he told me that he will not pray for anyone who is not his church member. Because these are the people that he's accountable for their souls. And he said, blessing those people is his mandate. He doesn't struggle to bless them because he has been called to watch over them. There are things we don't know. We are just moving around the world, moving to so many places. But David said, Abiathar is my priest. I need his blessings. And number two, when Abiathar had prayed for David, David realized something. He said, Abiathar, can you do me one more favor? Bring me the effort. Bring me this globe. Give me that special costume. And I am wondering why David want to take the effort onto the battlefield. But ladies and gentlemen, the ephod was a special garment. In the book of Exodus, God gave special instructions for the sewing of the ephod. He gave them four colors for the ephod. He gave them purple, gold. In the coming days, I'm going to talk about all these colors. But tonight, I am talking about the significance of the effort. In those days, you could never enter the Holy of Holies as a priest without having your official garment on you. In other words, you could not enter the presence of God with your own attire. Why? Because God realized that from your house to the Holy of Holies, some wind will blow and some dust will infect your dress, and you cannot bring that to the presence of the Most High God. Ladies and gentlemen, God is calling for people to come to him without infection. God is calling people without debt. God is calling people to come unblemished. God is calling people, I want to see you white as a scarlet. God is saying, I am sick and tired of the sin of my people. God is saying, my people have gone astray. God is saying, my people are fornicating left and right. All is, I am tired of the sin of my people. The Bible says, our God is not a wicked God. His ears are not heavy to hear our voice. His hands are not too short to reach us for deliverance. But the Bible says, there is something that makes the ears of God heavy. The Bible says, there is something that makes the hand of God shorter. And the Bible says, our iniquity. So David said, Abiathar, I went to the battle, I murdered somebody, and I have blood on my hand. When I went to the battlefield, I raped a young girl, and look at me, my blood, my our life is soiled with debt. Therefore, give me a new situation. Therefore, give me a new appearance. Therefore, change my situation. Therefore, wash me with the blood of Jesus. Therefore, change my perception. Therefore, change my ways. David said, you kept me on the path of righteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, church, God is calling people to rise unto holiness. God is calling people to rise from sin. God is calling people to forsake their own past and renew their lives before the encounter. The effort.
Suffertalian.
The effort.
Suffertalian.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just like today. What I'm wearing here is called a clerical. It is today, 21st century, that man has become so wise and we are adding certain things to certain things. Under normal circumstance, this clerical is worn with a black shirt. The meaning of the clerical
yes, sir.
Is that light has overcome darkness. That is why in those days when we had choristers, they had all the black robe and they had a white vest on top. It meant that light has overcome darkness. Ladies and gentlemen, David realized when soldiers go for peacekeeping and they tell you things that happen, sometimes there are some of them who get the opportunity to steal small things. There are some of them who cannot stay for all that 6 months. They get a young lady somewhere and then a young lady wants protection and they sleep with the lady. Some don't even persuade the ladies. There are some who, by virtue of their uniform, intimidate the young ones and they rape them. So in the battle, so many things happen. So many things happen in the battle that puts death on the body of the soldier. So David told Abiathar, look at my hands. My hands are full of blood. I have murdered people, hundreds of people. And now I don't deserve to go to my God in prayer. David said, look at me. I have flirted with a lot of young men and young women on the battlefield. And now I don't qualify to speak to my king. But he said, Abiathar, I plead by the blood of Jesus. Abiathar, I know my hands are dirty, but I know our King of Kings has made a provision. Abiathar, I know I am dirty. I know I don't qualify. I know I don't deserve to meet my king anymore. But I remember that on the day of my ordination, he gave me something that can cover my embarrassment. On the day of my repentance, he gave me a blood of Jesus that can cover my iniquity. So David said, Abiathar, I plead with you, give me that thing that can cover my nakedness. Give me that image of God that can cover my sin. I want to pray upon your life in the coming year. Righteousness shall be your home. I want to prophesy that holiness shall be your home. I want to prophesy in the coming year, no more fornication, no more gossips, no more things that render us blameless in the eyes of God. I want to prophesy, may you be blameless in the eyes of God. The Bible says, even though your sin, ladies and gentlemen, whatever, when you come to me, I'll wash you and make you as white as snow. If your sins are like scarlet, come to me, I will wash you with the blood of Jesus. The Bible said, one day on the cross of Calvary, the soldiers, they lifted up their sword, they threw it at the ribs of Jesus, and the blood came, and that blood, ladies and gentlemen, has brought cleanliness unto you.
Jesus' name.
It is my prayer. that tonight, as we prepare for the glory of the Lord, you wear your effort. Wear your effort. Change your lifestyle. Change where you go to. Change the places you go and change the people you move with. Put on your effort. Put on your effort. Put on your effort. In the morning, I was telling you something. Some of you don't even want to tell people about Jesus because your effort is left somewhere. You have left your effort somewhere. Your holiness has dried up. Your righteousness has dried up. Ladies and gentlemen, for God to do a new thing in your life, for all prophecies to come to pass, you need to wear an effort. You need to wear your effort. David said, Abiathar, give me the effort. Cover my debt. Cover my shame. Wash my hands from the blood. Make me unblemished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hello.
Hi.
Are you here?
Oh, uh-huh.
I like the way the church is quiet. In the coming months, you are going to wear a new effort. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to a point where the world and the church is going astray. The world and the church have become the same. There are some of you, the words, the things you say about your brothers and sisters, they are enough to murder them and take them away from the land of the living. There are some of you, every word from your mouth does not glorify God. Ladies and gentlemen, as you sit down right now before we rise to our feet, I want you to reflect upon your life. 2014, on the battlefield, where did you soil your hands with blood? Where did you soil your mouth with blood? David said,
David is saying,
I am coming from a place where I have made mistakes. I killed the innocent. Now,
nothing.
Give me a new lifestyle. The Bible said, if anyone comes into Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. The things you used to do in the world, the things you used to do with your friends, the Bible said they have passed away. And the Bible said everything has become new. Is the way you talk new? Is the way you walk, is it new? In your relationship, is it new? The effort is waiting. Let me tell you one secret. One thing that caused the enemy or gave the enemy the strength to overpower the people of God is that the effort was empty. Under normal circumstance, somebody should have carried the effort with them to the battlefield. Either David or Abiathar should have put on the effort. Because out of the effort emanates the power of God. In the next days, I'm going to tell you the functions of the effort. And those are the functions of righteousness and holiness in the life of the believer. They left the effort at home and went to the battlefield in their own situation. Just as many of us have abandoned holiness and righteousness, and we are living our lives the way we want. And any weapon in the spirit you abandon produces enemy for anybody, produces strength for anybody in the environment. As we have this church here, if the power of the Holy Ghost is so much here, and people in the church do not access the power, it will be transmitted into the society. When it enters the society, it is power undefined. The witches will get their portion, and they will function powerfully. So when the enemies came to Ziklag, the effort was hanging there empty, and it was generating radioactive power of God, and the power was entering the enemies. So they became so powerful that they could overpower the people of God. Anytime, ladies and gentlemen, we abandon our effort, it produces something else for our enemies. I want to pray and I want to prophesy. Wherever you are going, may you never leave your effort behind. Whether you are going to church, whether you are going to work, whether you are traveling, wherever you go, don't leave your holiness behind. Don't leave your righteousness behind. Carry it along. Let it produce the power of God and give you divine security and authority. That is when you will speak a word and it will function. That is where you speak a word and your enemies, ladies and gentlemen, will fall. The effort produces power.
So for today, to me, Eba.
The effort.
So for today.
Be on your feet.